Hello, Mustang fans, and welcome to another Ford Performance Edition of the Mustang Owners Podcast. I'm John Clore, Enthusiast Communications Manager for Ford Performance, along with my co-host, Mike Ray, President of the Mustang Owners Club of Southeastern Michigan and the International Council of Mustang Clubs. Mike, we've got a special episode tonight that features not one, but two special guests. How did you do that? You're double dipping.
No, this is great. The great show, great cause. And so we're absolutely, it's our pleasure to help support it.
Yeah, tonight, folks, you know we talk a lot about cool events and cool things going on in the Mustang community. We also talk to some cool people, but listen, we meet a lot of people, Mike, and we meet a lot of them. And some of them you'd actually like to go out for a beer with later.
Yes, absolutely.
But every once in a while,
I think I've had a beer with both of them. And you were there, John. Wasn't it at the thing in Carlisle we did at the old barn that we did for the Shelby event?
No, wait a minute. For all you Ford people listening, I never go out for a beer afterward, okay? No. So tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we want to welcome Kat Lemunyan. She's the Team Shelby Florida State Director and, to us, the driving force behind the third annual For the Love of Shelby Hats, Ponies, and Hearts Car Show down in Ocala, Florida, this first weekend in April. And also joining Kat tonight on the podcast is Team Shelby Secretary Rachel Dawn Marie Seliber. Rachel, thanks for joining us tonight. You know, I know you're busy. You probably wanted to catch the latest episode of 90 Day Fiancé.
Perhaps. I'm not going to go down that road just yet. But sorry. Man, I appreciate you having me.
Rachel, everybody's going to miss it tonight because with you and Kat on the air, we're going to have a lot of fun talking about what you guys do and the work you do for Team Shelby. So to our talented Team Shelby duo, ladies, welcome to the Mustang Owners Podcast. And Kat, thanks for doing this for us.
Oh, no, thank you for having us on board. We're so excited to be a part of the call tonight.
Well, unfortunately, what Mike and I do every week, we talk about doing this, doing that, where are you going here, what are you doing there? And then we saw on the schedule, oh my gosh, look what's coming up on April the 6th. And he goes, oh yeah, the Mustang 60th. And I said, yeah, but that's also that the big show down there that I wanted to go for two prior years. This, I think, is going to be your third year. And,
yes, sir.
And the fact, Mike, the fact that these two gals come up for the love of Shelby, you know, it's just like, they're always bringing love and smiles and joy to our otherwise greasy, dirty, flying off the racetrack bits of fun that we have when we do such events. And this, tell us a little bit, if you will, Kat, about this Hats, Ponies, and Hearts car show, because everybody knows I don't wear a hat.
Well, John, I wanted to step it up a little bit. You know, I wanted to be more classy this year. An indoor facility, Wi-Fi, the whole nine yards. And so I was able to work it out. And what better at an equestrian center? So we have 132,000 square foot building that will possibly hold 500 cars. And I'm trying to pack the house.
Wait, that's where they hold the festivals of speed down there?
Exactly, yes.
That's a great
Expo 2.
Kat, do you want the hint of how to do that? Just give them free food.
Oh, sure. But who's going to pay for that, Mike?
Exactly. But you will have 500 plus cars there guaranteed if you have free
food. I know,
food.
Right?
I've learned
free
that,
food,
yes.
Free food.
Well, Rachel will figure out some way to get the books to balance. But we heard that you guys throw one heck of a party down there. And then not only that, Mike shows me pictures.
Of
the event. Of the event. Yeah, of the event. No. So you got that fantastic venue, which is really going to be cool for you guys.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, somebody told me, are you now bringing in Rick Schmidt from MPD?
Actually, we were supposed to visit them, but unfortunately, Rick's going to be in Birmingham. Right. I was trying to get Gary Patterson over there to meet Collins. Also, it just, I'm trying to get the rig over there, and it's just limited time, unfortunately.
Here's what we were talking about. Yeah, a lot of people going, you know, we've been to Birmingham for the 45th. A lot of want to go down for the 60th. It's a big deal, the MCA stuff. We get all that.
Sure. But, yes, sir.
Kat and Rach, as you both know, Sometimes it's just not in the cards for people to make that trip to Alabama, and Florida just seems to be a more common destination. And this might be a good viable alternative for those people that would not be making the trip down to the 60th Alabama, and they can come out and party with you gals.
Absolutely. We would love to have
That'd
them.
be great.
Well, now, so tell me what's going on now. So first, as Mike always tells me, you guys always have like a charity night with some really cool stuff that I don't know, people are digging it out of their basements and they're, I mean, you guys get the most unique things to raise money for the Carroll Shelby Foundation. Tell me a little bit about that.
So Friday night, John, we're planning a charity casino night as they do in the ba as Rafella does in the for the bash. And we're going to dress up derby style. So everybody's getting their hats and their derby best. And so that's going to be from 5 to 9. And then Saturday will be the show.
Mike, I would pay your way if you could dress up and I could take a picture and put it on your Facebook page.
Oh, yes. You have to do it in spirit, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
I
God.
actually have an extra hat for Mike if he wants.
Well,
There
Rachel,
you go. See, I love you guys.
I
As a
love to see
bedazzle,
that.
Rachel.
Mike,
Everything I have is bedazzled.
I
But
don't know,
yes.
Rachel, or Kat, if you've seen this, but Mike just recently hosted the International Council Mustang Club Summit in February, and we did it by both in person and Zoom in Birch Run, Michigan. And the
Oh, wow.
dinner night, the night before, like you guys are throwing your charity night the night before your big event, Mike wore a hat into the dinner. And Mike, what did the hat say?
There was a couple different ones there, though. So one says, "I love being me," and God, I'm trying to think what the other one was. We both had one on.
Girls,
It was a fun night for sure. But yeah, it was a hat night for sure.
if you want to see something crazy, Mike Ray, who's not exactly 3'9" and 25 pounds, wearing this bejeweled,
I got it.
bedazzled,
Yeah.
rhinestone hat that says, "I love being me," or "I'm happy being me," or so. When he walked
Oh.
into that place, I thought, there goes all credibility we had. And then he put something on my head. I don't even know what it said. And I know it's on Facebook. So you're telling me you guys are going to dress up on casino night. You're going to have the entire casino kind of experience as you go and raise funds for the Carroll Shelby Foundation. Now, Rach, you've guys been doing this for years now. You must have been, I mean, your Team Shelby efforts with the foundation go way back.
About 10 years now, yeah.
Oh wow. So do you have a goal or a target you're hoping to bring in? Because Mike, don't you have some like old tennis shoes you can sign and donate?
All my tennis shoes are new.
Yeah, they're Air Jordans.
Yes.
Yeah, I know. No. No,
All donations would be welcome.
now, if people are listening to the podcast, they could still send you something if they still have a couple weeks.
Yeah, Shelby.com, or they can get a hold of us. We'll make sure that Aaron Shelby is sending some items also. Unfortunately, he can't make it. We're working on Sean Shelby, but I'm not it's not confirmed yet. To
So
see if Sean
you
can
can have
come.
an auctioneer. I mean, it goes to the highest bidder. Do they get to take it home that night?
Are they as far as I know, yeah, as long as it's in-house. Or we can I'm not sure. We'll have to talk to Rafael about, like an on-air auction too.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So then tell us a little bit about your event the next day. Being Team Shelby being what it is, Kat, and we know, Mike, how many times have you seen Kat come off the track with a racing suit on, laughing, smiling, taking the helmet off? And Kat, you've got, I don't know if you guys have ever met Kat, she's just is as a joy. She truly enjoys driving. at speeds that she would normally be arrested for on the interstate.
Hey, I tried to do that down here in Florida, you know. You have to get to know the police department.
There's no doubt you get. There's no doubt you know the police department. But yeah. So what happens then? So what happens then the next day at your event? And what can people expect if they do sign up and come down into Ocala and check out this For the Love of Shelby event?
So we're planning registration between 8 and 10. We'll work on staging the cars inside and all that good stuff. Of course, we'll have raffle tickets sales, and we'll have a signing. Gary, Robert Prilica, Milo Coleman, Bob Wingard, Tracy Smith, they're all going to sit down for us and do an autograph. So if anybody wants to come and bring some of their memorabilia, we can have it signed for them.
That's really cool. And then now, do you separate the registrants by skill? Like, what if a guy like Mike Ray shows up and said, I'm a novice, can I be in the novice group?
Well, his Bronco would get him in. So we'll just...
A lot of tire squealing on that Bronco, Mike.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
See, we're Mike just really excited.
He doesn't care about the cones because with his Bronco, he just runs them over.
Yes.
Yeah.
Apex. What's an Apex? No, so so are you going to have a car show as well, like a show?
Yes,
show?
It is. Yes, yes. It's from 8 to 4.
Oh, cool. Okay, so
I've seen your awards, Pat. They're amazing.
Yeah, tell us about that.
Mr. Paul Rocha from Mohawk Track Experience. Paul's coming and Lisa's coming down. He's going to be shipping them out soon for us.
Yeah, they looked really, really nice.
It's such an honor to have Paul making them.
Oh, yeah. He's Mike, will he have his hair cut by then?
No, we're doing that live at Gingerman.
Oh, good Lord. God, I have to wear more bigger and darker sunglasses. Okay, so Kat, so is it going to be a judge? Is it fan
favorite? We're going to do fan favorite. It's okay. Just I didn't have the team that, you know, I was hoping for. If we're pulling off 300-400 cars, I have to keep it simple, or we have to keep it simple.
Sure, sure.
So we'll have about 8 to 10 categories.
Okay, and hopefully you'll have somebody like Gary Patterson make sure there's no ballot box stuffing.
Yeah. So Gary.
Well, I haven't won one yet, so we know it's not rigged.
Rachel, I wouldn't dare bring my second gen Cobra too, because I know Gary would make up votes for it, right, Mike?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So there's a car show. People can win awards there. They're really unique.
Yes.
Will they get to meet any of these folks? I mean, will Paul?
Yes,
be
sir. They're all coming. They're all scheduled to be here. Gary, Tracy, Scott, the Prilicas, Bob Wingard from the Wingard. He's bringing the Series 2 from Naples. Oh, wow. And the 1 of 2 Shelby motorcycle is coming.
Oh, wow. That's going to be awesome. Jesus.
Yeah.
So now the other question, which is maybe not so obvious, is so when, you know, a lot of people know Tracy and Mike. I'm not sure if you know this, but someone, I don't know who, and Rachel, I don't think it was you, but somebody in the team Shelby hierarchy had sent me a picture of Tracy in the 70s leaning, doing her best Farrah Fawcett impression against a Mustang too.
I have not seen that picture, but I need to.
Have you seen that photo? Have you guys seen the photo?
No, John, no. You'll have to share.
So we should blow that up. And maybe mount that. And that would be a great giveaway, because then Tracy would never speak to me again, Mike. So you'd have to be in my interpreter.
Well, I'm telling you right now, just hearing the story, Tracy will be an upcoming guest. I can promise you that. We need to hear this story live.
Should we rat out the whole idea that we have that photo of her? Because, Kat, you don't know this, but there's a lot of pictures of you when you guys make your appearance up at Woodward. Your car always draws a crowd, you know. You had some sad stories to tell from some not too kind people that were not kind to your car, but the fact that you are such a buoyant, energetic, fun person that a lot of people have taken pictures and they go, hey, I was up at the snake pit. Do you know who this lady is? I go, that's Kat Lemonian. Yeah. And they go, she was so nice to us. Mike, you have to admit that in the club world, people who are outwardly engaging, who are just kind to other people, that word gets around, and that's why we're so happy to support the cause. And Mike, you always tell me, you tell me about the people, Mike. You keep saying it over and over. Yeah, we love our cars, but it's not the cars.
No,
building the relationships.
Yep. The cars bring us together, and then the relationships bloom from there.
Our cars are a bonus, I say.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, yeah. The cars come and go, and in my case, they just keep coming and they never go. And Jenny calls hoarders on me, and you don't have enough parts, and then, you know, I have my own issues, but I'm not bringing that up on the podcast. Everybody out there on the podcast has their Mustang story. What's important for everyone to understand is this is an event where you can go down and really have some fun with your car, whether you want to be in the meetup or the show and go, or get out on the track and meet some really cool people in Team Shelby, and then learn what all the things they do for the Carroll Shelby Foundation. And, you know, and as you say, Kat, it's for the love of Shelby.
It is. It really is. And to think that came from Bill Carone's first, when we were there in 21, it came to me, and it just started from there.
Wow. Well, what inspired you to, I mean, there's so many other events regionally. What inspired you just to do your own thing down there in Ocala?
Lightfoot City, you know, with them building the track and everything, it just seemed to fall into place. You know, it just felt natural to me. And the people like we were talking about, it just, they're your family. There's no car family. It's just your family to us.
Well, what could you tell people that haven't been down to Leadfoot City?
Well, they are right now. They're working on the track, so they're not really open. I'm hoping to hear, Achilles does put some posts on Facebook and YouTube. So, but they are starting the track itself.
Wow. That's just fantastic. And Mike, I don't know. We're just going to have to start jiggling our schedule around a little bit. Do you guys always have this end of March, early April every year now?
I'm trying. You know, it depends on the way Easter falls. The Super Bowl, you have those conflicts there. Again, you never know how things are going to go. So I try to strategically, work with Tracy and make sure the schedule is aligned for the Florida tour and all that good stuff.
Well, yeah, it's always tough, and there are always conflicts. But just the whole thing that you're at the World Equestrian Center, the fact that you're bringing this cool little event, third annual, is always great that you've been able to keep it going now. And for me at least, I'm just so happy that you guys are going to do it again for the love of Shelby. Hats, ponies, and hearts, and of course, that's what it's all about. I'm hoping, that somehow, Rachel, you can, I guess you guys have raised a couple of $1,000 for the foundation. Do you do that yearly?
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry, Rachel, go ahead.
That's okay. Yes, we do. It's just a collaboration of everybody within Team Shelby, other dealerships and that such. And, just the way that we can make this all come together in a relatively short amount of time, and have such a good impact for the Carroll Shelby Foundation is just amazing. Every year gets bigger and bigger, but it still remains an intimate venue, which is, it's just priceless for a car, for car groups. We're not just a car group, like we said.
No, absolutely. And Mike, you and I have been to so many events where we were able to sit in on those Team Shelby charity auctions and see all the good that they do. Carroll is a legend in his own right, but the fact that the stuff that he does for people lives on through Team Shelby and your efforts, guys, that's not an accident. And we're really proud of what you're doing down there. So we're hoping that for those of you who are not going to be able to make it to the 60th down there in Alabama, there's going to be this great, lots of fun going on there in Florida with Hats, Ponies, and Hearts on Ocala. And it's that same weekend, the first weekend in April. But I'm sure that both Kat and Rachel would love to see you down there. And Mike, we're going to just have to jiggle the schedule and make a big surprise visit down there and then donate all kinds of crazy stuff, because these gals are doing it right and doing it for the right reasons. And all the Mustang people, if you haven't met Kat and the whole gang down there in Florida, this is the time to go down, I think, and then send pictures. Right, Mike?
Any trip I can take to Florida, I'm in.
It's warm down here.
It's my favorite state.
You guys are cheating because it's in Florida. That's not fair. No, so
Florida over California any day.
So Kat, where else will we be seeing you in your car? And are you making any other appearances this year after you have a very successful show coming up in April?
I believe we're just doing Woodward, you know, Sarah Patterson's event in Mohawk this year. It's been a little bit hectic and, you know, in our business and everything. So as far as I know, that's about all we're doing.
Well, if those folks are not able to get down there, then Mike, we're going to for sure invite everybody to the Motor City for the Woodward Dream Cruise, the Mustang Alley big celebration. Yep. Mike, you've got a bunch of stuff going on you should tell Kat about as well.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, you're up there usually for the Gingerman event. So yeah, we have Gingerman. Then we're having a homecoming at the Automotive Hall of Fame this year with a lot of big, iconic, Ford stars, if you will. Yep. And then, Friday, we're going to do some tours, and Saturday is Mustang Alley at Woodward Dream Cruise. And then Sunday is Mustang Memories.
You better be there. You guys got that?
Well, I'll be there.
Okay. Well, Kat, again, we appreciate your time. Rachel, thanks for joining us. We want to make sure that everybody knows that that weekend is going to be a fun weekend in Florida. We want everybody to get, if you're not making it to Alabama, make sure you go down and see this wonderful Hats, Ponies, and Hearts car show for the third annual For the Love of Shelby event. Again, Kat LeMunyon and Rachel Dawn Marie Celebert, we really appreciate your time tonight, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Well, folks, that's a wrap for this edition of the Mustang Owners Podcast. But don't forget to check out the enthusiast section of FordPerformance.com this week because, well, everyone has a Mustang story. And if you haven't already done so, get your Mustang Club or Facebook group registered on FordPerformanceClubConnect.com and all of your Mustangs registered on FordSpecialVehicleRegistry.com. You can also find out what Mike's Mega Club Moxum is doing by visiting Moxum.com. And as always, we welcome your comments and suggestions that you email to us at clubhub@ford.com. So until next time, we'll be looking to catch you down the road.